Bethel's only operating liquor store will now be closed on Sundays. This past weekend was the last Sunday for AC Quick Stop alcohol sales. The company has actively entered into a dialogue about the impact of alcohol on the city and surrounding area. The decision to close on Sundays came after a chance encounter and a simple question. Sharon Chikuchin lives in Bethel and was in Juneau with the Alaska Food Coalition. AC General Manager Walter Pickett was there too. They met and their conversation quickly turned to the liquor store.
I asked him to take a look at, you know, if they could limit their hours.
He was not interested in hearing that idea.
Chikuchin was pressing for more restricted sales, saying she sees a lot of problems related to alcohol in Bethel where it's legal and in surrounding villages where it's not.
Then I said, why not just be closed on Sundays? And he said, that's a conversation I haven't heard before.
AC has now made Chikuchin's request a reality. A call by a nearby dry village for a disaster declaration due to the impact of alcohol has also gotten at least a phone call from AC. Company General Manager Walter Pickett hopes his conversation with Chikuchin was just the first he'll have on how the store can better operate to make the community safer.
We understand it's a big accountability. If there's ideas and thoughts that we can do to reduce some of the problems associated with alcohol sales, by all means, we'd be very welcome to hearing those.
Pickett said he had heard of Bethel Search and Rescue and the Bethel Police being overwhelmed by alcohol-related problems, and the Sunday closure is partly aimed at relieving them. Pickett is likely to hear more. Like EMS responding to more calls, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Sobering Center seeing more clients, and the Tundra Women's Coalition dealing with more reported sexual assaults.
I have not seen any specific statistics or been contacted by any of those groups directly.
KYUK verified that EMS and the Tundra Women's Coalition had not yet reached out, but they also said that AC had never offered to talk. It looks like that's changing. Here's Pickett again.
There has to be a partnership. There has to be a relationship. And we haven't, and that's the fault of AC. I will take that accountability that we haven't personally reached out to these groups, but there's also the accountability we have not been approached by these groups.
Pickett says he reached out to the Downriver Dry Community of Neposkiak as well, but hasn't heard back yet. He acknowledged that alcohol entering any dry community is a problem. Already, AC customers can only buy a dozen bottles at a time, a limit stricter than state regulation. AC also lets the state troopers know about any purchase of a dozen bottles by a person whose listed residence is a dry village.
We are concerned about that. Socially, we have the responsibility to report that.
Pickett says he's open to other solutions, including a do not sell list of repeat alcohol offenders, though the legal aspects of that would have to be worked out. The Bethel City Council decided to oppose the renewal of AC Quick Stop's liquor license a month ago. The State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has its next meeting to discuss the license early next month. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.